It is important to remember who we truly are. This is the time in our world to change the patterns of what is not working for us to create a life of more balance. The way we do this is to change what is in ourselves so that the outer world may shift to a more aligned place. Remember, when we change on the inside, the outer world will change to match who we are. Remembering who we truly are, coming to know that on a very deep soul level, will help us to change much faster. You may ask yourself, how we do this? We will begin today by doing a meditation to help us lift to another place to visualize our new energy patterns. Begin by getting in a comfortable place, closing your eyes, and take a few deep breaths to release the old energy and open to the new. As you breathe out, you release, and as you breathe in, you welcome the new. Begin by imagining yourself lifting up out of your chair and out into the sky above you. As you travel, begin leaving your thoughts behind. You feel yourself traveling limitlessly, and then you touch down upon a peaceful seashore. On the shore, you feel the light and healing power of the sea penetrate you. Three dolphins swimming about you greet you. You are placed in a spiral of pure love. Breathe as the dolphin energy spirals about you, and you will feel as though you are in a web of healing light. As you swim with the dolphins now, you quickly travel with them further out into the sea until you imagine a crystal temple. This portion of the temple is under the sea, and you are greeted by whales on either side of the door. As you greet these whales, you are filled with unconditional love in your heart. You take just a moment to feel these waves of unconditional love rolling into you. You continue to breathe and connect to an old fear or thought form that you find within you that needs releasing. Breathe into the fear pattern and notice how bulky it feels. Notice how it feels like an old friend that you honor, but one that you no longer hold on to. Identify it now and name it. This is how you will begin to feel your fear patterns and know which ones you are ready to release. You begin to laugh at this fear, for it will make you joyful that you have moved beyond that place in time. It feels small as you imagine yourself honoring it and placing it into the sea for release. Honor the fear as it has been an old friend and has served you well. As you release that fear and the other fears that you will continue to find doing this exercise or meditation, you will begin to uncover who you truly are. You are the essence of limitlessness and are more precious than you know. Yet it may seem at times in your life may be filled with conflict, pain, or fear. All these patterns are just covering the pattern of love and joy which is underneath. In our world, this may seem to be a difficult time to remember. Yet it seems so easy at times to see the beauty and potential in others. Take a time to create a visual of yourself in your light body. Imagine yourself as pure light. How many times have you had a person in your life that you see as a diamond in the rough? Others around you may not understand what you see in someone else as you can intuit their soul. As you become more intuitive, you will shine and others around you will shine as you continue to remove the old fear patterns and let in the light. Think of a person now and send them light without their body. What an opportunity at this time in our world to see each other's potential and realize that energy patterns attract each other. Look around. Are you attracting the type of clients, friends, partners, and relationships that you would like to? If not, it's time to do further clearing in yourself to polish up your spirit. Take a moment now to visualize our planet in her true beauty without fear, greed, and density. See it surrounded down to the very core by white light. Hold that image, bless the globe, and hold the light that you see. This is a powerful visualization tool to heal yourself and your world. Practice this often as you will continue to feel the changes in yourself and in your life. Remember, you are pure light in a physical body and are capable of manifesting your dreams and desires. Chapter 2, Remembering Who You Truly Are. You are more precious than you know. And we began by speaking to you just for a moment of the brilliance of each of you and about our connection to your planet and the purpose of our being here at this time. We wish to remind each of you that we are not here to rescue you in any way or take away the lessons that are to be learned. We are here to support you and work in harmony with you in releasing your world of the old and daring to walk and talk into the newness of light, limitlessness, and joy. We ask you at this time to take from this time period a gift we shall share with you this day. The gift is the true reminder of who you indeed truly are. You are the essence of light. You are the essence of truth. You are the essence of limitlessness. And we know that as we speak to you of this, you may wish to say, "Well, you only know me at certain times, perhaps." But we know that underneath the fear patterns, you are pure joy, love, and light. We are here to remind you of who you are. We are here to continue to remind you through the days to come of who you will become. You are more precious than you know. Never forget who you are, and you will show others who they are. Stay firm in your commitment to your light and your truth. Think not about what others may say to diminish your light, but stay with the present in your fullness and your commitment to serving the highest good. We come to you as friends, as brothers and sisters. We come to you as reminders to remind you who you are. You all know who you are and where you have come from and where you have been. We are only dusting off, if you will, what you have forgotten, so that you may remember what it is that you already know. Your reflection of truth is the essence of this time. The illumination of your own inner truth and self-love must be felt and understood in every cellular memory of your being. You may ask, what is the way to do this? Continue to clear the repressed energy out of your memory until they are clear and clean and have become filled with this new understanding of self-love, loving your bodies, and loving your beings. And we know that you have heard this many, many times, but the time for lip service is in the past. It is time for action. It is time to move forward into each of your male sides or energies, the essence that moves you into direct motion. It is time for the spiritual warriors to emerge and come forth. The next exercise is becoming who you indeed are. And in this exercise, we ask that each of you, at this time, think of one next step in your life. A dream, an image, a concept, or a step that you have not yet dared to take. Perhaps you have not even shared this dream or concept with another because it may have seemed so big or so unreal or even foolish because it is so expansive. Place this concept in the area of your third eye, your telepathic region of spiritual truth. Just breathe into this and allowing for an opening of awareness to your own self-truth. Allow yourself to just envision and become who you indeed are. What next step did you place in your telepathic region of your spiritual truth? Did you feel any resistances or fears around envisioning who you really are? And what did you allow yourself to discover about your own self-truth? Who indeed are you?